This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This afternoon, President Obama will nominate Fed Vice Chair Janet Yellen to be the next Federal Reserve Chair. If confirmed, she'd be the first woman to hold that position. But with the Fed's policy under scrutiny and Washington locked in that budget battle, her Senate confirmation process could get especially interesting. So who is Janet Yellen and what lies ahead at the Fed? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
As Fed chairs go, Janet Yellen is pretty well prepared. She's been at the Fed on and off for the past 20 years.
She's got just a wealth of experience. She's seen some years that seemed quite prosperous. She's been through the financial crisis, and she's been through the aftermath.
James Wilcox teaches finance at UC Berkeley, where Yellen was his colleague. He says her biggest challenge will be to stimulate the economy to create more jobs.
The recovery has been underway for several years now, but we still have a lot of slack.
At 67, Yellen inherits a Fed that's been trying unconventional ways to remove that slack. She strongly supported Ben Bernanke's policy of pumping trillions of dollars into the economy to promote lending and keep interest rates low. But she'll have the delicate task of turning off the tap and pulling that money back out. Alan Blinder is a former Fed vice chair himself.
A big part of the Fed's exit strategy is how and when to judge that it's time to start withdrawing this liquidity from the banking system.
Pulling back too fast could send interest rates higher and snuff out job growth. Moving too slow could trigger inflation. Critics worry Yellen might err on the side of employment. Kevin Hassett, now at the American Enterprise Institute, was at the Fed when Yellen was a governor there in the early 90s.
There are folks who have a genuine concern that unless you have a real inflation hawk at the Fed, that inflation could spin out of control, as it did, say, in the 70s.
Supporters say she'll act according to her reading of the economy.
Janet is enormously pragmatic. She's not ideological.
Joe Stiglitz is a Nobel Prize-winning economist who taught Yellen at Yale.
She will look at the situation as it exists. Right now, the situation is that we don't face any inflation problems, and the situation is that we face a serious unemployment problem.
The Fed also has to prevent another banking problem. It has new powers to oversee the financial system, and it's an open question how tough Yellen will be in wielding them. Unlike Larry Summers, she's never worked for a Wall Street bank and doesn't have his close ties to the White House. In the end, she could prove more independent as a Fed chair. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.